It's time for the Steve and Kyle podcast with Kyle.
Is the third like a gag wedding?
I mean, there has to be reference to it in at least the best man speech.
Oh my right? God.
Boy, I am the strangest feeling of deja vu.
Hey, you're not Linda. Who are you?
And Steve.
Not the Rodney Dangerfield bit.
Take my wife, please. Oh, someone already took the first two.
Hey, don't they say three strikes and you're out? Or is it third time's the charm? Who knows? Hey, ho!
Oh, I get no respect.
Yeah, I think the third wedding reception is a part,
is Rodney Dangerfield themed. Okay. Okay.
Live on tape from APS 3. Whatever, it's the Steve and Kyle podcast.
It's 4.0, Melissa. 4.0, come on. Been in here for, is this our longest run in a studio?
Oh, no question. No question.
Been in here at least a year.
Oh, it's been more than a
year and a half?
I'm trying to remember. Didn't we want to get in here by some arbitrary anniversary? Or was this just by...
That sounds about right.
By chance that you had to be gone from what is now Cricket Corner.
I don't know.
Because if you recall, I mean, not to go down the laundry list of things that people don't care about, we were in one corner of this basement until we were relocated to the other corner of the basement based on your wife's needs for her crafting area. Mm-hmm. And then we were told, hey... That was nice and all, but it turns out I just don't want you here at all.
Which I do not blame her for, mainly because what she's doing brings in money.
Yeah.
What we're doing wastes money.
Yeah, but if you look at the treasure trove of quality items, valuable trinkets that we've received over the years.
I mean, if we were to liquidate, the money we would have.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, are you looking for a laser-printed second chance job? No, you can keep that. Would you like a shattered glass-framed photo of three former television stars?
Who built motorcycles?
Built motorcycles.
Is that? It's not autographed, is it?
Oh, yeah.
It is?
By at minimum one. I can only see one signature from the seat I'm in. Honestly, the only thing is...
The other autographs are hidden by the shards of glass.
When this thing inevitably breaks apart and we don't tell anybody, the items I want from the divorce are as follows. The Cliff Clavin bobble.
Yeah.
The Plymouth Prowler model.
Yeah, of course.
And the die-cast car of the United States Postal Service delivery vehicle.
Okay.
That's it.
The rest of it's mine?
That's it. The rest you can...
What am I going to turn this room
into? I actually would like one of those Prohibition-era whiskey prescriptions.
Oh, okay.
I figure that's what we can do custody down the middle of. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The rest we're going to have to fight tooth and nail over.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to turn this room into. Maybe a hot tub room.
You're going to go indoor hot tub?
Indoor hot tub, yeah.
I love that idea.
Indoor inflatable hot tub.
Yeah, I'll post that on the poll. Should Steve turn the studio into an indoor inflatable hot tub room? I'm going to let you worry about the ventilation, because at this point, we've obviously disintegrated to the point where I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, it does not matter.
Huh.
Yeah.
You know, I know what you want to avoid... here this morning, and we just can't let our audience down like that. So we're gonna have to get right into it, Steve. We ended last week on a bit of a sad note for you.
Did we? I don't remember. I'm not
just bringing up probably not your fondest memories, and I don't know where you would put this in your overall arc of hey, memories I'd love to repress.
Boy.
I don't know shame wise or embarrassment wise how it compares internally for you with being caught underwear wrestling by the attractive girls next door and sprinting upstairs, things like how, where does it live on that? It's different kind of
different
embarrassment or
apples
disappointment.
And oranges.
Yeah. But it has reared its head during the 2024 poll badness coming up. We'll recap those after in the second half of the show today. The episode where I found out, I had no idea. That you were once cheated on by a significant other.
Yes.
With somebody who cleaned off the tables at a local restaurant. I figure that deadens the blow a little bit more than just saying, you know, busboy.
It actually doesn't. It doesn't. Busboy is like an actual title.
But can we...
But saying someone who just cleans off the
tables.
That's
true. Can we come up with, you know, they don't appreciate being called janitors anymore either, right? It's fair to call them like custodial technicians, like that. Can we think of an expression like that for the busboy?
I was a busboy at one point. I'm not offended by the term busboy.
Okay. Well, I mean, you should be, considering everything that happened.
Yeah, a little bit. I don't think I'd go back to the career.
Do you just always shake your fist when they come to clean your table at restaurants now? Hey! It's my wife!
Get your dirty rag and your bus bucket out of here.
But what I was a bit surprised by, and I shouldn't be, because I know I would hold that grudge for a lifetime.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's textbook Kyle.
But you apparently...
Everlasting grudges.
You apparently waited 6 months or so and decided, I'm going to try to crawl back on the doorstep. And you guys are still not like you're communicating.
Oh,
but,
no, no,
but
no.
The reveal from you was that you're still friends on social media.
I am. I want this to be abundantly clear. This was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
But 20 years ago.
I am 100% past it. In that moment, yeah, it was pretty terrible.
But you were a teen. That's such an impressionable stage to have that happen to you. You were in your
23 years old.
That's you were a grown person. It's not like this happened when you were 14 years old.
This was half my lifetime ago, basically. As you know, I'm in my early 30s. 20 years ago, half my lifetime ago.
So we talked about now. First of all, before we get into what we want to do, what I want to do with this. Does Annette know about this 20-year-ago-plus scenario that happened? The busboy, you know?
I don't think so.
Okay, so it's not like it had been just a tale during your dating that you're like, I got cheated on once, ha, 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 but it would I'd be like, you know.
Maybe. Maybe we talked about it. I don't know. It's not something that I've hidden from her. It's just, it doesn't come up often.
Right, okay, which goes to show... You're not holding that grudge. Boy, I would. My God.
I know.
I'm going
to
post it.
We don't need to dwell on the fact that you would be holding the grudge. That is understood.
I'll post
it
on the poll.
We've had entire episodes about the grudges that you've held.
I will post it however you want me to. Because I would be curious, if I'm in the minority here, if holding that grudge for 25 years to a lifetime is that enough or is that too much?
I think that is that's subjective.
Okay.
You know, so because every situation is different.
Sure.
Every person is different and it's up to you. If you want to, go ahead. I don't think that personally, I don't think that's healthy to hold grudges that long. I would think that most people in the psychology field would agree, but
I'm trying to figure out how this should be phrased. Very, very down the middle.
Yeah.
Do you hold being cheated on with a busboy like a dirty cuck in your 20s?
No, again.
No?
I was not. No.
I'm just out in the open for us to figure this out.
Spit on. Again, I was not present. I was not forced to watch it.
We made that was made very clear.
Yeah, I wasn't handcuffed to a chair and said, watch this.
So my apologies. Deleted.
Okay, remove. Yeah, thank you. Would you just delete dirty and leave cuck?
Well, I didn't want to offend your hygiene.
Okay, thank you. All right, so again, I was cheated on. I was not involved in any way. I was simply the victim.
Now
I was JFK. Just enjoying a beautiful sunny day in Dallas.
Yep. And then we still don't know what happened that day.
Well, I think we, history.
Rumors are out and conspiracies are aplenty.
We got to break that down one day. We need to do an entire conspiracy cast.
Oh my God.
I would love to talk. Yeah.
That's the top of the list for me.
Me too.
Because it's just far enough out of my lifetime, but not like, hey, what happened to the Russian czar? You know?
Yeah.
John the Third, in 1405. I don't care. Yeah. His bones were probably fed to wolves. Mm-hmm. But there's video of this. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, it's right there, right? Yeah. You want, that's the one I want to know.
But
we digress. Without going too much into the details, if you want the, I don't even know if we got into the details in the time we talked about this in November. But this was obviously a scarring issue back then for you.
Yeah, probably created some trust issues. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That was a rough time of my life.
Okay.
The early 20s. There was a lot going on then that, you know, trying to find my footing, figure out, you know, I was out of, just barely out of college, trying to figure out what I was going to do with the rest of my life, making $0.
Yeah, not quite with the league either.
No, no, it was just a, it was a, I loved that time of my life, but it was a very tough time of my life. But at the time, it's weird how you look back at those times with the perspective that you have now and you're like, God, that was still a great time. You know, I just had to go to work Monday through Friday. I'd lived for the weekends. Mm-hmm. All I wanted was to like get together with my buddies on Friday night or Saturday night, go out to a bar or two. Have a couple drinks, laugh, and then, you know, do it all again the next week.
Yeah, you're able to function on, you know, less sleep than you ever thought you'd need. And you're just in your head. You're like, hey, this is the weekend that I'm going to bounce back from.
Boy, that is so relatable, that line. Just thinking like, all right, well, this weekend, Sunday night, thinking, man, okay, this weekend, it didn't really go the way I went. But next, oh, man, once Friday hits, Steve is unleashed.
Right, right. And you're like, hey, this is the weekend. I'm not finding my wife. I'm going to find like four different chicks.
Yeah.
And I'm going to like spin them on a wheel as to which one I'm going to call first. And then you realize it's like 8:30. You're by yourself drinking like Michelob Lights at a bar. And, you know, at this point, maybe you've made the effort to commute into Manhattan to hit the hot nightlife.
Nope.
Okay, so you're commuting to Jersey City.
Nope. I'm commuting to Belmar. Maybe Seaside Heights. Yeah.
But this situation happens. You obviously it's bad. I'm guessing this doesn't end with a handshake and a good luck in your future endeavors, right? Because those just don't end at that age. That's not the way this situation concludes.
No, I don't even know if I've ever gone into the details of what happened or how I found out. Okay, so
I mean, that's the dirty, dirty stuff of, again, you in the corner in a hypothetical.
No, book. No. Again, I can't stress to you enough how much I was not there. Okay? Can we get that?
Listen, it's been made clear to me, I don't know why you keep harping on it, that this was very clearly not a cuckold situation gone wrong.
Right.
Okay? I don't know why you keep harping on it, but please continue.
It's strange how it keeps coming up. So, this is the year after college. I graduated, because I graduated college in 2003. That summer, worked two different part-time radio jobs.
Yeah.
Finally, in the fall, I got a full-time radio job and needed a place to live. Mm-hmm. And my girlfriend at the time, her parents had just bought this house that they were planning on fixing up and renting out. Like pre-Airbnb days and everything, they were just going to own a rental property. Mm-hmm. Well, I needed a place to live. My girlfriend was also, I think, coming to the end of her lease where she was living. She needed a place to live. So we were like, hey, why don't we just rent this house from your parents? We'll pay your parents the rent. Worked out perfectly. So I move in. I'm now 10 minutes away from work. Couldn't be better. We lived there for 6 months, maybe a year. I don't know. The timeline's kind of blurry. They decided we want to sell this house.
Okay.
Because I guess the, you know, market bounce back or whatever.
They can make a little house on the prairie fantasy is going bye-bye.
Yeah, pretty much. So they sell it. We move into an apartment. And we're in this apartment and everything's going great. And then everything's not going great. And then we're basically just roommates in this apartment. And at the time, I was working my morning radio job. She was working a couple different jobs, I think. She was
at the strip club?
No. No,
that's not where the
there's no strip clubs involved. Okay. She
and again, to clarify, no cuckolding happened.
No,
stop asking about it.
I haven't seen anyone.
See the tweets. I see the emails. Stop it.
So she's working her one job. She's also working at a restaurant.
You guys are right out of a Springsteen song.
Pretty much.
Outside of the hard work on your part. Like, you're just, you know.
Oh, are you kidding? That was the time when I was working the hardest. I was like, this is going to advance my career.
Yeah. Cutting cassette tapes to next to each other. And
so she goes to work one night at the bar, the restaurant bar.
What did she do there?
She was a waiter or a server.
Okay. Didn't know she was a host. Because there's, I mean, hostess, waitress, bus lady, which is different than like a lady who lives on a bus, but, you know, same idea.
like the bus driver. Yeah, totally different.
Or bartender. So like the, and all of those are going to get arguably totally different interactions from clientele, coworkers, whatever. Like, I think you, based on just being alive, you've seen, you know, bartenders when they're flying. Right. Yeah. If it's a busy night, they're whipping around. They're nonstop. Hostess is a little bit different, but whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So she was a server there. And she goes to work. We were, I don't know if we were in the middle of a fight or something. Mm-hmm. She goes to work. And I mean, she worked at a bar, so she would be home late. Like, if she was working, it wasn't out of the ordinary for her to be home at, you know, 1:30, 2 in the morning or something. She gets home. I'm already in bed, and I still remember this very clearly. I'm laying in bed. I hear her come in. She comes into the bedroom, takes her, like, plugs in her old flip phone on the, you know, on the table next to the bed, where my phone was plugged in too. Worth noting, we had the same exact phone. Like, we had gone to probably the Singular Wireless store at the time and both gotten the same exact phone. Because there was some promotion, probably. So I'm laying there in bed. I barely woke up when she came in. She plugs her phone in, goes back out into the other room, and was like watching TV or something. And I just keep hearing.
And this is, it's not like, you know, like you said, 10 o'clock at night. This is.
Yeah. Middle of the night. 2 in the morning, probably. Oof. Like, what the heck is that? Grab the phone. And it's a text from Janine. Now, Janine was one of her best friends.
Sure.
I also had Janine's number in my phone. So I look at it. I was like, what does Janine want?
Yeah, what does Janine want me for
at 2 in the morning?
Yeah, like incessantly.
Yeah, so I flip the phone open. Text from Janine. I'm like, what is she talking about? The text from Janine says, God, I remember this clear as day.
Oh, no.
This will.
So for you to, granted, it's impressive that you're not holding it, quote, holding a grudge. Totally understandable. But it's seared.
Such a memory seared into my brain.
All the good core memories involve happening upon an affair at your downfall.
Now, by the way, I'm going to send this episode to Kim and I'm going to.
But yeah, because while we're going through the factual backstory of this, we haven't even gotten to why we want to talk about this today.
Right.
So we'll get to that. I promise you, we will get to why this is relevant today.
All right. So I'm hoping, I don't know if she is. Kim, if you're listening to this right now, I want you to pause it and write down on a scrap of paper or, you know, in your notes on your phone, write down what that text from Janine said.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
And also, if you're listening, before you pause, I'm really sorry about the bus lady, bus person thing. It wasn't meant to.
So, all right. So,
and the cuckolding thing. I'm more sorry to Steve for that. That's less, you know, sorry.
All right, Kim, pause it right now and write down what you remember that text from Janine saying.
Okay. Because this is the moment that for you cemented it. 2 in the morning, you're asleep, already knowing that you're not 100% happy in this. Things are not going great as they are. But in your brain, oh, hey, it'll turn around. We're fine. Nothing, you know, there's no chance I'll ever wake up to have found evidence of something nefarious going on behind my back.
So, all right, Kim, welcome back. So,
and again, I'm really sorry about the bus lady thing. That was.
I flip open the phone. Mm-hmm. Text from Janine. What the heck? Why is Janine texting me at
2 a.m.?
2 a.m. click on that. Or no, probably didn't click on it. I arrowed to
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And you'd, then, you'd press like the six, the five button four times.
Then hit the center OK button. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Text opens up on that like kind of drab green screen mm-hmm. with slightly less drab letters. Mm-hmm. And this text says, "Don't have sex, just make out." And I thought, what the hell is Janine talking about?
So now you're awake because you're like, hey, I'm getting lucky.
So I'm like, I mean, it would be like if a random person sent you a text yes. in the middle of the night and said,
yes.
you know, three ducks, not two.
Yeah.
You're like, what the hell does this
mean? It might as well have been in like Portuguese at that time.
Plus, I mean, factor in middle of the night, waking mm-hmm. up, I'm like, what the hell? And it was at that moment that I realized I had picked up Kim's phone, not Steve's phone.
Mm.
Janine was, I guess, they were in cahoots. Mm-hmm. There must have been some communication about, like,
how hey, this was all going to go down.
Hey, should I do the busboy?
And you know what, Janine, ever responsible Janine. Janine's always the responsible one, too. I'll post it on the polls. Janine always known as the responsible one.
Look, I have to applaud Janine a bit for being able to set boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Listen, the good decision maker being the one saying, no, don't have sex, is definitely the one setting uh-huh. proper boundaries. Yeah.
Just make out with the bus boy.
Yeah.
You know, like in booth 13 or
that's
whatever.
Right. Yeah. Hey, I'm just clear. I'm just about to check out this family yeah. in the corner booth. If you and the bus boy,
hey, bus boy, clean the crab legs off that back table. You know, maybe light a candle.
Hey, there's a few extra Cheddar Bay biscuits. Not saying the chain. If you'd like to take no, some home.
Not a chain at all. Not a chain at all. I just Googled it. Still, it looks like
still there.
It looks like they're doing well.
Take a trip to the scene of the crime?
No. I mean, no. No.
Of our dumb trips, that would be...
Yeah.
Well, one of them.
Yeah, have Kim meet us there and be like, okay, which...
Yeah, where was it?
Which booth was
Let's
it?
Let's get into the deed. Now, I know Steve was there, right? Steve, you were there, watch.
So, I believe that I then... confronted her about it in the middle of the night.
Yeah, so 2:30 in the morning, she's out of the shower, whatever she's doing.
Yeah, I know that she was
washing the busboy off of her lips.
Understandably, she got mad because I went through her phone, even though I maintain to this day, and again, 20 years removed, I have no reason to lie about this. It was an honest mistake. I thought that it was my phone. Again, we had the same phone. I already had Janine's number, so it wasn't out of the ordinary to see Janine's name pop up on my phone.
We're also old enough to look at this situation and say the ends justify the means here.
Yes.
So whether you want to gripe about the means to get there, that's totally fine. Mm-hmm. Hey, we got to an end that showed, boy, oh boy, this was not a good situation for poor Steve. Again, unless, of course, that's what he wanted. But... you found it, and of course, the natural reaction is always going to be outrage on their part.
Yeah, I was not happy about it. Not surprisingly, things deteriorated pretty quickly.
Yeah, so 2:30 in the morning, this is falling apart in front of your face.
Yeah, this is, I mean, you know, I'm being honest with myself. It was already on the decline.
Sure, you guys were on the downslope of this relationship anyway. But you're not thinking it. I mean, in the back of your head, like, oh man, it doesn't seem like it's going great. But then you're also, hey, I live with this person. We share a phone plan at this point with the identical phones. Like, we're a step.
I don't think we were on the same plan.
Okay.
We definitely, you know, I couldn't let her have a better phone than me.
Of course not. Of course not. What are you?
You got Snake version 3?
Yeah. So, middle of the night, this is deteriorating. And I'm guessing, does it all come out in the middle of the night in terms of, yes, this happened, or does it wait until the next morning? Under some falsehoods of you shouldn't have been snooping and that's not what you think it is.
Man, it's weird. For as clear as I remember that part of it, the rest of the details are not as clear.
Okay. Well, that's good because we got Kim on the line and she can fill in the gaps.
I mean, It's funny how you look back at those memories from your life that obviously involve somebody else. And I wonder, do they remember it exactly like I remember it? Because I'm sure that her memory of it is completely different. Not to say that mine is 100% accurate. Again, it was middle of the night and confusion and everything.
Well, yeah, and you're, yes.
So I'm sure that her memory of it is, I don't know, this may be something that she has not thought about since then.
Well, I mean, listen, your memory is of falling asleep and being awoken. Yeah. Her memory is of lips and body parts being entangled in booth 14 after the crab legs have been swept away.
Yeah, I would just like to hear what her. No, I don't. I don't want to know what her memory of it's like. I don't know.
So we fast forward 20 plus years, and somehow again this popped up, and it's in the Pole Badness tournament. So the reason this got mentioned last week, and what surprises me a little bit is you seem much more open to this happening than the idea of a Ray connection. And just to put it in perspective of how these two things affected you, which I would argue both to differing degrees, seminal-ish moments in your young life.
Yeah, these were big. Yeah. Early 20s. Steve was greatly affected by. There are probably three or four big events that happened at that time in my life that had a dramatic effect on me.
Yeah. And obviously this one being, you know, cheated on and finding out and the other one being whatever happened with Ray that'll be the big reveal one day.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it,
but just trying to put that in perspective
of Ray,
to put that in perspective of, oh my God, what if Ray was the bus boy?
I remember the bus boy's name. Kim, do you? Pause this right now.
Write it down.
Screenshot that. Send it to me.
So fast forward, you know, however many years, at what point do you decide or does she decide to make that first click, you know, for lack of a better term, to reach out by saying friend requests on whatever platform?
I have no idea.
Okay. But you just know that today there's social media.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, seems like she's doing great. She's married, a couple kids. Life appears to be good for her, and I'm very happy for her because of that.
Pretty safe to say that scenario did not negatively affect her as much as it has.
Oh, it doesn't seem like it really. Okay. No, I don't even think it was a bump in the road. I think that it was.
Bags were packed by 8 in the morning.
I think one foot may have been out the door. Well, no pun intended, as she walked out the door for work that night.
Right.
I think that, groundwork may have been laid in advance.
I think it's safe to say this was not the very first time that Kim and Janine had tried to figure out the logistics of Booth 14.
What? Now, this may be... Oh, boy. I don't want to be speaking out of school, but I'm pretty confident that Janine ended up marrying the guy that owned the bar.
Oh, come on, man.
I swear.
This tangled web, so delightful.
It's...
So, but today we sit here, and again, the reason I bring that up is you seem more receptive. This was your idea initially, I believe last week, to possibly ask Kim if she would come on and recount what you're now labeling one of the 3 to 5 more seminal negative moments of your young adult life.
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't be... It's easy to sit here right now and be like, yeah, come on, let's hear about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think when rubber meets the road, that's going to be a, if rubber meets the road.
Sure. I also don't want you to fall into a couple of camps. One being like guy who's now sullen and like, boy, that did happen and I had repressed it. And now it's back in my brain. But I also don't want you to be like, right before recording, you're out doing 100 push-ups and doing 3 pull-ups for an audio podcast, right?
No, because I don't need closure or anything. Mm-hmm. It's things like this just interest me. Like, hey, do you remember that the way that I remember that?
I am on board, and I think we would. Listen, obviously, it's not going to be she's a person. She's an adult. This is something that happened 20 some years ago. This is not, you know, jokes at her expense or your expense.
No. I hope that it doesn't come off like that. Kim, I have nothing but respect for you. I'm not bitter. I'm not salty about anything. I'm not trying to embarrass you. That's why, you know, I've tried to keep it vague, but also somewhat oddly specific.
That because, you do remember things.
Yeah, because I want to remember, I want to try and portray this exactly as I remember it, but obviously I don't want to, you know, out her or anything. It's weird to look back on.
Well, it's also weird to be like, hey, should we reach, I mean, this isn't a conversation most people would have.
Yeah, because we would have broken up, about 20, sometime in 2000. I remember it was the year after I graduated, so it would have been 2004. We are now 2024, so we're right around 20 years. But I think I've probably only seen her once, maybe.
Once since that night?
Once since then.
Wow.
No, I mean, since we broke up.
Oh, gotcha.
We broke up pretty quickly after
that. Well, I would hope so.
Yeah. and I remember, I think there was... like a bunch of people got together for my friend Howie's birthday party, or not like a party, but just like a night out in wherever, Jersey City maybe, like that. And because we were all, you know, we were all friends, and she was there. And I remember, like, I somewhat remember that. I don't remember I don't think there was any like awkwardness or anything, because that was probably a year later at that point. But yeah,
I'd have fled from that building.
I don't know if I've seen her. I mean, I know I haven't seen her in the 15 years that I've lived in Michigan. I'm cautiously curious about what her memories of that are.
Yeah, I think the best way for us to do this, if this were to come to fruition, would be to record that, us talking to her, separate from just literally live while we're recording.
Okay.
Just to ensure that she would then be okay with the conversation. And you would be okay with the conversation, how it went. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings any more than they already are.
I can't say this enough. I'm over it. I have moved on.
Sure.
I am very happy with where I am in life now. I have a amazing wife. I have two beautiful children.
Right.
I couldn't be happier.
And you'll always, always have that memory of being tucked in the dark corner on a dining room table chair.
No.
Just watching, enjoying, and reconsidering your life.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
So where are we now? Down to 16?
After today. If you want to be the best, you got to. Sorry, there's just no time. We got to speed it up.
Yeah, because this is two times. I can make it three times if you want. Maybe for
I do feel week. Like we're wasting too much time. Next week, I would love to see some 3X on A Fighter's Desire. Steve, today, we're going to get us from the senseless 16 down all the way to the excessive 8.
Okay.
And next week, we'll mention next week that there's going to be some goofy-ish timing based on our recording for the final 2 weeks of Bull Badness.
Mm-hmm.
Just going to be an extra week of voting. Nothing, no big deal. It's not like we haven't gone until the middle of May before this thing anyhow.
Yeah, it wouldn't be March without wrapping it up in late April or early May.
We are going to fly through these because I have a massive idea to get to that I need to get to today. I literally cannot wait.
You've teased this, and I need to know what we're getting into
here. Yeah, instead we had to spend the first 33 minutes of you recounting the time that you were, you know, enjoying yourself.
Nope. No.
Starting in the patently absurd division as we move on from the senseless 16 seed, the number one seed, did Ronnie the Alien have a DUI, took on the number five seed, is anyone's New Year's resolution to poop in the yard more? And I got to tell you, Steve, the decision den, the planning pagoda, way off this year.
Really?
Way off. With 86% of the vote, the number five seed is anyone's New Year's resolution to poop in the yard more, is moving on to the excessive eight.
Okay.
Taking on the winner of Did Gordon Lightfoot Care About 28 Souls in One Butthole? Or Can a Minion Take the Place of Jesus in a Holiday in a Manger Holiday Scene? And again, this is one of those show lower moments.
Yeah.
And another runaway, 76% of the vote. Wow. Advancing Gordon Lightfoot.
Gordo.
So it's two runaway locomotives taking on each other in the excessive eight there. Is anyone's New Year's resolution to poop in the yard more? And did Gordon Lightfoot care about 28 souls and one butthole? I should have known.
The chef, obviously, you were referring to.
Should have known, including anything Gordon Lightfoot, Edmund Fitzgerald related, would have been a bit of a runaway train. Mm-hmm. Moving on, down to the What the Division. The number one seed is Santa, short for Santino, the pizza-making gift giver. Mm. Took on, are Steve's ghosts dumb enough to fly out the three season doors?
Oh, boy.
And this was a nail-biter. And when I say nail-biter, one vote. Vote difference.
Wait, oh, I thought you meant
one vote. One vote difference.
I was like, man, I know that sometimes the later polls don't do as well as the earlier ones, but geez, one? Come on, guys.
Moving on to the excessive eight. But the hair on its chin is Santa, short for Santino, the pizza-making gift giver. Steve's ghosts, one of Steve's final entries into the tournament, going the way of the dodo. That'll be taking on the winner of the number three seed. If you get cheated on with a busboy, do you have to pack in the dating career?
There it is.
Versus a big upset, can there be stolen bridge valor, the number seven seed? Another close matchup. 57% of the audience is advancing Steve's heartbreak. If you get cheated on with a busboy, do you have to pack in the dating career?
All right.
That's a good two very close matchups in the sense of 16 that squeak by, now taking on each other in the excessive eight for finally a seat in the foolish four. Moving over to the asinine division. The number one seed, if you're a Nazi and you're first, is the mulch yours. Taking on.
Boy, I know all those words. But
when you put them together,
I don't remember talking about like fighting Nazis for mulch.
No, I'm pretty sure you were trying to give. I don't remember, Steve.
I was trying to give mulch to Nazis.
I think
you were
doing a marketplace and I was putting you on the spot and asking you, what if a Nazi, you said first come, first serve.
Yeah.
And I believe, again, this is just guessing, that I had said, well, what if it's a Nazi, Steve? Are you giving it to the Nazi if they're first?
I mean, if it's going to get it out of my driveway quick.
Nazi sympathist, Steve.
No, I mean, like, look, Nazis need mulch, too.
Well, that's true. Listen, that was one of my ideas to, you know, pay for one of their tattoos or something to get us on the local news. A little bit different.
That seemed different.
Takes on the number five seed. Do you have to list the Tennessee poop incident of 2023 when selling your car? Another nail biter.
Dude, I thought about that the other day. That 2 days of driving back from Gatlinburg. Worst 2 days of probably of my life.
And again, that includes 2:30 a.m. finding out your live-in girlfriend.
Yeah, there's certain pillars that you'll always remember in your life.
Busboy booth 14 cheating.
Mm-hmm.
The Tennessee poop incident of 2023.
Yeah, right up there.
And this was another nail biter. And by nail biter, I mean one single vote. And the one single vote, Steve, was my wife who doesn't listen to the podcast.
Really?
I had to send it to her. It was a tie. It was a dead heat.
Okay.
Just sent her a picture of the two. Said, which one's better? By a one vote difference, do you have to list the Tennessee poop incident of 2023 moves on to the excessive eight?
All right. Congratulations.
Tay, and that'll be taken on the winner of, is a shark biting your tootsies a warning chomp? Or was there an amputee discount for the Ocean Gate submersible ride? Now, I had a dark horse. Not even a dark horse. It was a number two seat.
Yeah.
The Ocean Gate submersible ride amputee discount.
Boy, very topical in 2023.
Absolutely. And I thought this thing was going to be a runaway.
Yeah.
Towards the foolish four to the championship match. And I was, to be proven wrong right here, 76% of the audience voting for the idea and the show lore of, is a shark biting your tootsies a warning chomp? That'll be moving on to the excessive eight. A number five versus number six.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
The last region, are they serious? The number eight seed. This is a huge upset in the first round. Shouldn't be a surprise. Should we quit the podcast and become volleyball anime ASMR voice actors?
I think we forgot to include like porno anime volleyball ASM.
Volleyball anime ASM. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, there's definitely.
It was like X-rated volleyball anime ASMR, right?
Yeah, you can go back. That episode is June of last year. So if you'd like to go back and listen to Steve and I, sultry, dulcet tones, read erotic volleyball anime, that's your time.
Mm-hmm.
That took on the number four seed is November 15, National Dum Dum Broom Off Day.
Mm.
And with 71% of the vote, Cinderella moves on, the number 8 seed. Should we get to quit the podcast and become volleyball anime ASMR voice actors? Moves on to the excessive 8. Okay. Taking on the Battle of Steves.
Oh, boy.
The number 6 seed is Steve, the Christopher Columbus of the Zach. Only brings death, AIDS, blankets, and, well, other bad things. And the number 2 seed was Steve's early 20s, Breaking Bad and Breaking Beds. I have to tell you, the number 2 seeds, I think, were my favorite this year.
They were good.
The amputee discount for the Ocean Gate Submersible was Steve's early 20s, Breaking Bad and Breaking Beds. Again, this was, I believe, the same time we were talking about your the issue we just wrapped up. 52% of the audience. Steve, not so much sadness. Is Steve the Christopher Columbus of the Zach? Moving on to the Excessive Eight.
Oh, come on.
So to very, very quickly recap. Mm-hmm. The Excessive Eight matchup that will be posted for you today. If you're listening to this on Tuesday release day, they'll be up today.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow. We yeah, I think it'll this. Be tomorrow. It doesn't matter.
The number 5 seed is anyone's New Year's resolution to poop in the yard more, taking on the number 6 seed. Did Gordon Lightfoot care about 28 souls in one butthole? The number 1 seed is Santa, short for Santino, the pizza-making gift giver, taking on the number 3 seed. If you get cheated on with a busboy, you have to pack in the dating career.
Oh, I swear to God, if that wins, and I have to look at that trophy sitting here in this studio for the rest of this podcast, that's going to be rough.
We would have to pay to have a second one made so we can ship it
to Kim,
to the East Coast, for so Kim can have one as well.
I'm sure she'd greatly appreciate it.
The number 5 seed, you have to list the Tennessee poop incident in 2023 when selling your car. Taking on the number 6 seed is a shark biting your tootsies a warning chomp. And lastly, your last Excessive 8 matchup we just talked about. The number 8, should we quit the podcast and become volleyball anime ASMR voice actors? Taking on the number 6 seed is Steve, the Christopher Columbus of the Zach. Again, those polls will be posted for you, if they're not already, released Wednesday of this week, if you're listening to this on Tuesday. Check out on social media, at Steve and Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Enough work goes into these, putting the bracket together, putting the polls together, making sure they get posted. We would love to see you vote and share those if you would be willing to do so.
I'm hoping that the Excessive 8 will finally be the time when I post all of them incident-free. There's usually at least one. Like last week, it was one of them said 2023, not 2024. Oh,
right. Week before that was a duplicate, and one that got. Yep.
Yeah. So, but look, that's just how things go. Things are chaotic this time of year for us.
We need to enough already, because I need to get to what has been burning in my mind for the better part of 24 hours.
I know. I'm so excited because I looked down at my phone at one point yesterday to a flurry of texts. Mm-hmm. I think I had like 6 texts from you at one point. And whenever I see that, I just assume, all right, someone's dead.
Yeah.
So I of course delayed looking at those texts because
no, you don't want to know who's dead.
Yeah. I don't want to know who's dead. Yeah,
find out later.
Yeah. If it's somebody I like, I'm going to be like, oh man,
I don't want to be bummed out right now, but what if it's somebody you want to be dead?
Yeah. We were having pizza and movie night last night.
You don't want pizza to be haunted by the idea of the time big chomp.
Nope.
Nice stringy cheese, spicy pepperoni.
Yeah, we were watching Trolls World Tour.
And I mean, look down.
Imagine if every time for the rest of my life that I watched Trolls World Tour,
yeah,
I thought of a dead person.
Right. Well, and like what you take that bite, you're looking up, your phone vibrates, and you look over. Chewing pizza, and you see a text that said, Bruce just died.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah, no good.
No thanks. Can't do that.
No.
Very quick interjection. When you have a list of, like, you know you want, hey, I have some ideas, or I want to text this person.
Mm-hmm.
I think I found myself, I don't love this about me, being a multi-texter. Right? Okay. So I'll go rat-a-tat-tat, like 4 different lines.
Yeah.
Separately.
No, I do that too.
What can we do to make ourselves better people and not do that?
Well,
would you? I feel like most people would prefer the one block, wouldn't they?
Oh, no, I don't like the one block. If I see the one block, that is overwhelming, and I'm going to read like the first couple words and the last couple words, but not in the middle.
But I'm not talking also like, you know, 3 paragraphs. I'm just talking about my issue is if I'm getting boop, 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 I'm like you.
I'm annoyed.
Something's happened. Something's wrong or something's urgent.
Can you do bulleted, like bullet point texts?
Love that idea. I'm going to try to bring that.
I feel like maybe put that on the poll. Should there be bullet point texts?
I'm going to try to bring that energy to our text conversations going forward.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if technically if you can do that, because as soon as you hit the return, then it's going to send, and I want it to return so I can then indent and put a bullet.
Yeah, I'm going to send you. I'm going to send you bullet pointed text this week.
Maybe I'll just start using. I'm sure that there's a bullet emoji, right, or something that.
Oh yeah, or just like a gray dot or circle, right?
But anyway,
we digress. Was tagged in the news article from our, I believe, former listener, former friend of the podcast, Stephen Humphrey.
Oh, we didn't win him one back half.
I don't know. That's a good question. He obviously thought of us and me when he saw this.
He was a good friend to us for a long time.
Humphrey.
And then decided, I do not like you anymore. I am gone.
I do believe Stephen was less vocal about it than Jeremy. Okay. I forget. I believe Stephen was the one who was vocal about it, saying, yeah, I'm done with you.
Okay.
I'm moving on. Jeremy was much less so and just, I believe, stopped.
Which is very disappointing. I mean, we gave them the idea for the name of their podcast. Like it was us that referred to them as the Brothers Humphrey.
Yep.
And then they created a podcast based on that.
Inside the Minds of the Brothers Humphrey.
Where they sat in someone's closet.
That's right.
And talked.
That's right. I mean, I am sad that we lost the Brothers Humphrey.
Me too.
They were.
Look, I'm sad when we lose anyone.
Fine soldiers and fine friends of this show. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you know, go find something, you know, better to listen to. It's not that hard.
It's actually remarkably easy.
But he tagged the podcast in this news article, and I'm just going to read you the headline, Steve.
Okay.
Kyle, Texas is attempting to break the world record.
Kyle, like K-Y-L-E, like your name.
Yep, okay. Except it's a city. Attempting to break the world record for the largest gathering of people named Kyle.
Oh, okay. When is this happening?
So what we have is coming up in May. Mm-hmm. The city of Kyle, Texas, is asking anyone with the name Kyle to join them on May 18 to break the record for the largest same-name gathering. First names only. To qualify, you must be named Kyle, spelled the same way the city does. K-Y-L-E. If you spell it differently than that, you're not part of the group.
Yeah, I mean, that's not really a name where there's a lot of alternate spellings.
No. Variations not accepted. Middle names, last names, nicknames don't count. Obviously, this is Guinness we're talking about here. It's a world record. So it'll be the fifth time this dumb city has attempted to break this record. He needs 2,326 Kyles to converge on Kyle, Texas on Saturday, May 18.
Okay.
Last year they had almost 1,500. But obviously that's not the Guinness World Record.
Where is Kyle, Texas? Like,
Steve, I'm glad you asked because that was the first thing I looked.
Is it remotely close to anywhere?
Oh, is it? Is it remotely close to the Austin International Airport in Texas?
Oh, okay. All right.
About 25 minutes or miles.
Okay.
From Kyle, Texas is the Austin Airport. And it just so happens, Steve. This was during my flurry yesterday when I was sending you this article.
Yeah, I couldn't keep up.
And I found how this needs to happen.
Oh, boy.
Hear me out. There is a flight that departs this fair city of ours in the 6 a.m. hour, our time. And it lands Austin, Texas, breakfast. 10:30, 10:45.
That's not a direct flight, is it?
No, there's one little layover there.
Okay. Yeah. Where are we going?
I didn't go that far.
Okay.
My main thing was, when can we be there? And how much was it going to cost? Okay. I didn't even look at where it stopped. And at 4:49, we would be back on an airplane headed home.
Wait, so what time would we get there?
10:45 in the morning.
And we'd have to be back at the airport, what, by like 3 o'clock to fly?
Well, listen, here's how this is going to be so easy. You and I, we don't need a single bag for this.
I mean, yeah. Wait, me? what the hell do I have to do with this?
Steve, this is...
You glossed right over that
This part. Is our best opportunity, maybe ever, to get some of the best content this podcast can provide at the gathering of the Kyles.
So, This is both of us you're saying here.
I think this, because listen, I am not showing up to the podcast on Sunday if I go by myself. That's just way too much. We need to make this podcast happen in a sea of Kyles, in Lake Kyle, in Kyle, Texas.
Oh, boy.
With 2,300 of my closest friends.
But it said, I can't be there. I'm not.
No, I don't have. Here's what I'm going to get. Here's how we fix that problem. We're going to have shirts.
So mine will say, not named Kyle.
I'm with Kyle. And then mine will say, I'm Kyle.
So it's very much like the Matt Damon, Jimmy Kimmel, I'm with stupid t-shirts.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So this is actually a three-day party.
Boy, that seems like
ribs, margaritas, carnival rides.
Oh, ribs? In Texas? I bet they're good.
Music, to make it better, entry, music is all free. The count, I believe, is happening on, oh man, the picture on their own website. Already has someone who stole my idea. A lady wearing a shirt that said, I'm with Kyle.
Well, okay, that idea down the drain.
This... I've never wanted to do anything dumber.
I don't know. Some would say going to Boston for 12 hours.
But Boston, we were there for 12 hours. This is 6 hours boots on the ground in a nothing town in the middle of Texas.
Okay.
But here's where I thought I might be able to just draw you in a tiny bit.
Okay.
We're not staying overnight.
Mm-hmm.
We're out of there in the morning. You're in your own bed that night.
And what time are we getting home?
We're not paying a penny out of pocket.
How?
I have another screenshot, Steve.
Oh, boy.
Of our coffers.
Oh, no. How much is this going to cost us?
So the two flights, if we were to take it out of our out of the coffers,
okay,
we would still have $29 left over. And we would be have flown to Austin, Texas,
mm-hmm.
The two of us.
So are we going to try and record a podcast?
Oh, yeah. Man on the street interviews.
Okay.
You know, same questions. What's your name? What are you doing here? And then we're going to pile that all into a podcast. Yes. I think this is.
Are we going to have a table? Like, are we going to set up a table?
No. No. So heavens no.
Okay.
I don't want to talk to any of these mongrels. The official count.
You literally just said we were going to do man on the street interviews.
No offense to them. The official count will take place Saturday, May 18th, starting at 1 p.m. at the tail end of the fair. We get counted. 1 p.m. or I get counted because you're not invited. You're not part of that.
Mm-hmm.
1 p.m. I'm getting a shirt. We're talking to a few folks. We're having some ribs. We're Ubering back to the airport by 2:30.
So Max, we land at, again, 10:45 or so.
Yeah, sorry. I have the flight itinerary is 6:35 a.m. We land in Austin, Texas at 10:45 a.m.
So you figure minimum, it's going to be an hour after we land by the time we get to the fairgrounds?
No. Because you and I are now the people who are standing up on the airplane, even if it's clearly not our turn to leave.
Maybe we pay for priority boarding.
Maybe, so we're we got 29 bucks in the coffer.
Okay.
And 4:49 is when we're boarding the airplane back. And we are landing back in our fair city at 10:45 p.m.
Wait, 4:49 we board or 4:49 we take off?
4:49 take off.
So we're boarding.
Pretty sure they'll let us get on at like 4:44.
So you figure latest, we have to be back to the airport by 3.
Mm-hmm. 3-ish.
Like maybe 3 hours.
Yeah. I'm willing to call it upwards of 4.5 hours to 5 hours on the ground.
Oh, boy, that is very, very aggressive.
The Kyles who qualify sign in at the VIP tent. Group photo will be taken. Each participant given a free Kyle Fair t-shirt.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure a name would go down in the Guinness Book of World Records. Right? Would I get a plaque?
I mean, you have to at least wear a Steve and Kyle shirt. So if you're in the picture, maybe that gets in the...
We're both wearing our own merch.
Yeah. Okay. You said May 18th, right?
So May 18th, Steve, I feel bad putting you directly on the spot here, mm-hmm. but I am giddy with excitement about this idea.
There's a little bit of a fly in the ointment, but I think I've already, in the time that you've been talking about this, I've already done the research. Because no one loves a dumb idea more than me.
We really have a history. Again, we fundraised and got a billboard in a small town border overlooking a carpet store, overlooking the Indiana-Ohio border.
Yeah.
We flew to Boston with a handful of our finest, fairest listeners for 12 hours to go visit the Cheers bar.
Mm-hmm.
This would just be the next notch.
The next dumb thing.
Yeah. The next feather in our cap. If we're now, listen, this is all frantic and fly by the seat of our pants, and this is all brand new.
Okay. Here's where we are.
Okay.
On Thursday, May 16th, I am flying out for a side gig live show, live morning show, live at night show.
Is that one been announced?
I'm not sure, so that's why I'm being kind of vague. So I would be, so that morning, I would, or Saturday morning, Saturday, May 18th, I would be flying back from that.
Whew.
I would get in much later, like much too late to make that flight.
Okay.
However, I've already looked up a flight from the location that I would be in.
Okay.
To Austin, Texas.
Gotcha.
And a Delta flight arrives at 10:45 a.m.
So we'd be landing.
We'd be like,
would probably be on the same connecting.
Our planes, looks like.
I would bet if they're both landing in Austin from the same airline at the exact same time, Steve.
Really?
Is that DL1218 by chance?
I don't know where the number. Hold on. Let me hit the old drop down. It does not say.
Okay.
Is your layover in Detroit?
I don't have that information.
DL1218.
So you and I would be linking up in Detroit from different locations.
From different locations.
Flying together to Austin, Texas.
I mean, is this meant to be or is it meant to be?
Listen, I come to you with hat in hand saying I've never wanted to be a part of history more than when this thing inevitably falls like 1,000 Kyles short again.
All right. So what we would have to do is you would have to book a round trip from here to Austin back.
Correct.
I would have to book a one way from location A to Austin and then a one way trip from Austin back to here. There's a lot of moving parts.
Well, you'd only need a one way from your location to Detroit.
Yeah. Yeah. That's anyway. We can worry about
those are all semantic. Now, is this something that you feel like you should talk about with your family?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, probably. But on the bright side is if I'm piggybacking a side gig trip, I'm really only getting back about what time would the flight get back to?
10:45
p.m.
P.m.
I'm really only getting back about 8 hours later than I would have been getting back. Let's put this up on the poll. Should we go to this? Should we go to the Kyle Fest?
Yeah, I'll post it as does the podcast need a presence? Should the podcast have a presence at the Kyle Fest in Kyle, Texas in May?
Boy.
I've never been more interested. Now, I would be willing to do this alone.
I
would be, but I don't think it would be.
It wouldn't be the same.
It wouldn't be the same. It wouldn't be as fun. Me trying to get content on my own or doing content on my own. We have these microphones we bought for ParadeCast last year. That we've used one time at ParadeCast last year. I think it's I think it's right for us to try some on the road
now
content again.
Worth noting that we suffer one delay on one flight.
Mm-hmm.
This is completely useless.
Gone. Yeah, if we're in Detroit and they say, you know, your plane dropped a wheel, you got 3 hours. We're missing the count to Kyle, Texas.
There's a chance that we could still be on our arrival flight as our departure flight is taking off.
Well, luckily it is in Detroit. So if this all goes south and we see delays, issues, we're either renting a car or asking one of our fair family members to come pick us up and drive us home.
Now, again, what if my flight gets delayed from location
A? That's true.
And then,
yeah, we're really relying on a very unreliable airline system to get us where we want to go, where we need to be.
Nice thing is my arrival flight would have about an hour and a half buffer time.
I would imagine I do not have that long.
No, you have to be much shorter than that. All right. Well,
this is closer than I thought it was going to be.
This is, look, as I said, nobody loves a bad idea more than me.
I have one stop. for 1 hour and 8 minutes in Detroit. So yeah, I would take off mm-hmm. from here at our town at 6:30. I would land in Detroit at 6:40. Mm-hmm. And then I'm probably waiting there for an hour mm-hmm. to get on the next flight.
Yeah. Well, it's time to go upstairs, as you said, hat in hand. And I think this has a 30% chance of working out. Based on the enthusiasm that my wife showed me the screenshot yesterday of saying, oh, look, Kyle needs to go to this. Now, granted, it wasn't you and Kyle need to go to this.
Right.
It was just Kyle needs to go to this, perhaps because she doesn't care for you. Right. She's trying to get you
away from here.
Oh, yeah. Just in general. Yeah. Away.
Would this be a softer landing if I broach upstairs?
Oh, much.
Okay. Much. I'll bring it up.
Okay.
I mean, it's going to be a Band-Aid situation.
Maybe go upstairs and be like.
And then I've got an idea.
Be like, girl.
Well, listen, we still need to go shopping.
You know, I was at Kohl's yesterday.
I promise you, this is not the year of Steve and Kyle unfulfilled promises.
No.
In my head,
there may be 11 promises fulfilled in December, but we're getting there.
I still have every intention. It is in my head. I meant to text you yesterday about the feat of strength that we are going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Cure for the cure I want to happen this year. I want to shoot this video where we apparently are going to go dress shopping for our the other person's significant other.
Yeah.
And see who picks a worse one.
Okay.
These are things that are still floating around. They are going to happen. I don't want 2024, which is as every other year, decent chance the last year we ever do this.
Yeah.
To be the year of unfulfilled promises. So stay tuned. We will have an update. I wouldn't even say an update. A final, official.
Yeah.
Yes or no.
If this is going to happen, it's going to happen. We have to get our ducks in a row pretty quickly.
If this is happening, I promise you, Steve, I will have booked and paid for these flights in the next 90 minutes.
At Steve and Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. The poll is up on Twitter if you want to let us know what you think about the. How long are these polls active for? Like a week?
I put them out for 7 days.
Okay, yeah. So go to specifically at Steve and Kyle on Twitter. Let us know if this is worth it. Again, we would be in Austin, Texas, Kyle, Texas, for roughly 4 hours.
Yeah, we would be in Texas for 6 hours on ground, probably 180 minutes.
So we would be gone from our home for not even 18 hours.
Yeah, 16 hours total.
And 12 of that would be
in the air.
In the air, in or terminal. At least in airports. Well, I can't think of a dumber way to spend money.
Huh? Really not ours, though. It's thanks to all of you loyal, loyal, lovely listeners
and look,
for listening to those automated ads.
There would be a commemorative shirt.
Oh, no question.
Perhaps we could get do it like a Patreon type thing where your name is on the shirt if you took part. Like,
that's right.
Billy Stacks, obviously, his name would be on there because he contributes every month.
Yes.
Our good friend Tyler in Dixon.
Trevor in Dixon/Burns. Nashville. You did say Tyler. our friends at the automated ads that get inserted into this podcast every week.
PPC.
All right. Yes. Listen. Yeah. I would.
This could be
I've never wanted something dumber in my life.
Okay.
Ever. And I do this podcast every week.
All right. Well, let's go upstairs and watch how quickly our dreams are dashed. Talk to you next week.